Karen, welcome back to my channel. In this video today, I wanted to share something that I read yesterday, and it's the subject is called The Light on the Way of Wisdom, but it might sound like some foofy type of title or whatever to this chapter, but this, if you didn't get any of the other stuff that I read before, you definitely gonna get this. I don't know who this is meant for, but let me just jump right in. All right, so it says, the path of wisdom is the highest way, the way in which all doubt and uncertainty are dispelled and knowledge and surety are realized. Wisdom is rejected of men because it always comes right home to one's self in the form of wounding reproof, and the lower nature of man cannot bear to be reproved. No one wants to be corrected, right? For what they're doing, the way I want to be called out on stuff that we do. We just want to keep doing it, you know, no matter what, because I'm doing me, because this is me, this is who I am. Accept me, this is who I am, right? Okay. Before wisdom can be acquired, self must be wounded to the death. And because of this, because wisdom is the enemy of self, self rises in rebellion and will not be overcome and denied. The foolish man is governed by his passions and personal cravings, and when about to do anything, he does not ask, is this right? But only considers how much pleasure or personal advantage he will gain by it. He does not govern his passions and act from fixed principles, but is the slave of his inclinations and follows where they lead. Wisdom cannot be found in books or travel, in learning or philosophy. It is acquired by practice only. A wise man may read the precepts of the greatest sages continually, but if he does not purify and govern himself, he will remain foolish. Wisdom is right action, right doing. Folly is wrong action, wrong doing. All reading, all study, all learning is vain if a man will not see his errors and give them up. Wisdom says to the vain man, do not praise yourself. To the proud man, humble yourself. To the gossip, govern your tongue. To the angry man, subdue your anger. To the resentful man, forgive your enemy. To the self-indulgent man, be temperate. To the impure man, purge your heart of lust. And to all men, beware of small faults. Do your own duty faithfully and never intermingle with the duty of another. These things are very simple. The doing of them is simple. But as it leads to the annihilation of self, the selfish tendencies in man object to them and rise up in revolt against them, loving their own life of turbulent excitement and feverish pleasure and hating the calm and the beautiful silence of wisdom. Thus, men remain in folly. Nevertheless, the ways of wisdom is always open. Is always ready to receive the tread of the pilgrim who has grown weary of the thorny and intricate ways of folly. No man is prevented from becoming wise but by himself. No man can acquire wisdom but by his own exertions. And he who is prepared to be honest with himself, to measure the depths of his ignorance, to come face to face with his errors, to recognize and acknowledge his faults, and at once to set about the task of his own regeneration. Such a man or a woman will find the way of wisdom, walking with humble and obedient feet. He will in due time come to the sweet city of deliverance. Now, I'm not sure if you guys got that or not. I got it. It's telling you that, you know, sometimes our passions, you know, the things that drive us to do, oh, I want to do this. I want to do it because it's what I want to do. You know what I mean? Like the passions, like I like going out and partying. I like this lifestyle that I have. You know, this is me. This is who I am. You know, sometimes those passions that you think is who you are, you know, whether you're sleeping around with people, you know, oh, I'm doing it because I want to do it. You know, the woman's infamous way of saying, yeah, I just allow somebody to just do whatever to me, but I'm going to make an excuse for it and say, oh, I wanted to do this. Allowing your passions to drive you could be, you know, the fact that, you know what, you like getting drunk every weekend. You know, you enjoy the feeling of going out and partying every weekend. You like not taking responsibility, you know, for whatever it is you do because your passion comes before it. Not about that. It's about you learning not to allow your passions to rule you. Not allowing the drugs to rule you. Not allowing the alcohol to rule you. Not allowing whatever that is driving you that is self. It could be going out of town, you know, all the time. And whatever it is, there's something that drives some of us. Not all of us, because some of us, we've been down this road already. We fell down many, 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 many times and still try to lie to ourselves and tell ourselves that, okay, I'm going to change. And then you go right back into the same activity and then make excuses for why you do it. You end up learning. Let me go back to this. This says, it talks about the self. It says, self must be wounded to the death. And because of this, because wisdom is the enemy of self, self rises in rebellion and will not be overcome and denied. So the only way for you to start gaining wisdom in your life is for you to start, you know, denying that self. That I gotta do me, you know. Nobody else is gonna do me like I do me. I gotta do me. You know, you're not down for me, then bump you. You know, if you're not down to be loyal for me, then, you know, go to hell. Whatever it is. And this is what's wrong with today's world. Is we are so self-seeking right now. It's all about me and me feeling good and me feeling good right now. And if you're not helping me feel good right now, I need to get rid of you. You're using people like they're drugs. If they can meet your needs, get you high, and get you what you need, then it doesn't work. And that's not really how this works. At least that's not what I feel inside of how it works. You know, I ran across a verse over the weekend, and it was talking about how can you love God if you hate your brother or your sister or your friend. Nobody's telling you to remain friends with, you know, your friends, but, you know, family's family. But nobody's telling you to remain friends with these people, but it's saying don't hate them. Don't hate them, because if you want to go to heaven, if you believe in God, I don't know if a lot of people even believe in heaven, but they probably believe in the notion of God. And if you believe in God, you can't waste your time, your energy hating somebody, no matter how jacked up they are, no matter how much confusion they try to bring your way. It's like you can't waste your time hating them, because that's what the enemy wants you to do. And I remember I would hear people talk about the enemy, the devil, all of this, and I wouldn't believe none of it. But I'm coming to this place of realization that you can see it in this world. You can't have light without dark. You can't have good without evil. You know, you can't have black without white. And we could go down the list of things that go together and in nature. And you will realize that that is the way the world is. And it's up to you to stay prayerful. You want wisdom, my friends? Pray for it. But when it comes and it's showing up, you can't keep doing what you're doing and think it's going to stay. I'm just saying this to somebody today, because somebody out there might be wanting to find a way to change. Maybe they want to change their lifestyle. And they know that something in their life needs to change, but they don't know how to do it. I want to say, Stop by praying. Ask God to shine light on it. Shine light and some wisdom on you, and to show you how to act accordingly. ask God to shine some light and wisdom on your situation. And for him to light your path, for you to see exactly what it is you're doing or you're not doing right and how to go about changing it. And when you pray for that, just note it's going to come, and it's not going to be in the form that you think it's going to show up as. And when it shows up, don't be afraid to act and to let go of whatever it is you're holding on to as your security blanket. Because I think wisdom only seems painful because we don't want to let go of our ways. It's not because doing what right hurts. It's letting go of doing what's wrong because that's what we've been doing as right. Anyway, that's it for this video. I just want to say, you know, if you're not taking the time out to pray, there was something I ran across the other day, and I guess I'm gonna share it with you guys. If you don't know how to pray, start with the Lord's Prayer. There's videos on it on YouTube, the verse, the lyrics. You can look it up on Google. Look up the Lord's Prayer. And this is when disciples were asking Jesus. They wanted to learn the way he prayed. Now, these people are already religious people. They already have their way of praying. They've been praying before Jesus ever showed up. You got Abraham, you got Jacob, you know, you got David. They all been praising and praying to God for a very long time. For them to ask Jesus that, they wanted to know what he prayed to God, his Father, our Father. And that's the Lord's Prayer. And if you don't know where to start, I say start there. Say that prayer daily and then add on your own prayer after that. And I'm just going to go ahead and say it with you guys. Say, Our Father who art in heaven, my Father who's in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your name is praiseworthy. Your name, blessed be your name. Blessed be your name, Most High God. That will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, whatever it is I'm praying to you right now, Lord, I pray that if it's meant to be in heaven and you grant it in heaven, I pray it's done here on earth, Lord. Give us this day our daily bread. Today's a new day. So I'm going to ask for my blessings today, Lord, because today is a new day, new beginnings. I pray for you to bless me, to feed me, to provide for me. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lord, I'm asking you to forgive me today. I don't know what I've done. I don't know what I did yesterday. I don't know if I did something that was offensive, that was wrong, that was whatever. Forgive me, because I don't know what I've done. Maybe I do know what I've done, and I'm going to pray that, you know, in my next prayer when I pray and ask you to forgive me. But those things I'm not aware of, Lord, forgive me. As much as I would want you to forgive me, I also will forgive my brother, this stranger I don't know, somebody that tried to run me off the road, somebody that caught an attitude with me in line and jumped in front of me and pretended like they didn't see me, whatever the case is, I'll forgive them just as you forgive me so gracefully. Lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lord, I know every day I need to be praying. Every day before I set foot out of this house, as soon as I hit the ground out of my bed, I need to be praying for you to protect me from evil. And before I go to sleep, because the devil is looking to recruit people. He's looking to recruit you to take as many people down as he can to hell. And Lord, I need to protect me from that. I may not see it in the physical, but it exists, and I pray for you to protect me from it, and I pray for you to protect me from it all around, which is evil coming towards me and me doing evil to others, O Lord, to prevent that. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. For you are forever, Lord. You are forever reign. You are forever love. You are forever with me. In Jesus' name, amen. So, there you go. That's my breakdown of it. Like I said, I hope it helps somebody out there, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.